I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Police in Creston arrested a woman a little before 2 a.m. today for criminal mischief in the fifth degree, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. 36-year-old Bobby Sue Flynn of Creston was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,600 bond. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet in a regular session at 9 a.m. today in their boardroom courtroom at the second floor of the courthouse in Greenfield. On their agenda is discussion and possible action on 2017 W-2 wages, a burial assistance application, and setting the first meeting date and appointments for the Health Insurance Financial Committee. After County Treasurer Brenda Wallace presents her semi-annual report, the Adair County Supervisors will hear scheduled fiscal year 2019 budget requests from Matura, Custodian Rich Wallace, County Treasurer Brenda Wallace, County Attorney Clint Height, County Conservation Director Kevin Blazek, Ag Extension's Dina Wells, Jane Ernst with the Adair County Board of Health, Kelly Butts-Elston with Connections Area Agency on Aging, and Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer. In addition, County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present various road and or bridge construction project contracts and more. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports a Nebraska man was arrested Saturday following an investigation into a stolen vehicle in Tabor. As a result of the investigation conducted by Tabor Police and the Fremont County Sheriff's Department, 24-year-old Dakota McDonald of Omaha was arrested in Tabor for theft in the second degree and third degree burglary. McDonald was being held at the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center on $10,000 bond. The investigation is ongoing. Sheriff Astrup reminds citizens to be vigilant, lock your vehicles, houses, and garages. The Harlan Police Department issued a report yesterday on recent arrests and accidents. And as we had told you Tuesday morning, a van struck the Concerned Incorporated building Monday afternoon at 1812 Industrial Avenue. Officials said a 2004 Chrysler Town & Country van driven by Teresa Johnson of Audubon was backing up into the open door of a 2006 Chrysler Pacifica van, causing it to shut. The door hit the driver of the Pacifica, Denise Henry of Avoca. Johnson's van continued until it collided with a Concerned Incorporated building. There was no word on injuries or amount of damage to the building. Harlan police report also 47-year-old Justin Andrew Dickinson and 47-year-old Karen Schumann, both of Harlan, had been arrested January 4th following a traffic stop on Durant Street. Dickinson was charged with driving while suspended. Schumann was arrested for unlawful possession of a prescription drug and possession of drug paraphernalia. That same day, 24-year-old Zachary Stephen Claver of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with speeding, prohibited acts penalties, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, possession of drug paraphernalia, and obstruction of justice. And on January 3rd, 33-year-old Anthony Joseph Kester of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. On January 2nd, 52-year-old Amy Jo Ross of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant as well. Both were transported to the Shelby County Jail. Deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office have arrested 35-year-old Sean Allen David Schofer of Coyne. He was taken into custody Tuesday at the Page County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for violation of the Iowa Sex Offender Registry. David Schofer was unable to post a $5,000 cash-only bond and was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 31-year-old Joseph Allen Seiselwitz of Council Bluffs was arrested Monday afternoon on numerous charges. He was taken into custody for being a felon in control of a firearm, two counts of possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set at $7,600. Also arrested Monday was 26-year-old Bradley Scott Wonder of Carter Lake. He was charged with driving while barred, bond set at $2,000. A bail bondsman brought a man into the Page County Jail kicking and screaming Monday afternoon. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday the deputies met with employees from the Gallagher Bail Bonds in the parking lot of the Sheriff's Office. Inside their vehicle was 25-year-old James Richard Augustine of Council Bluffs, who was handcuffed and in the back seat. Sitting beside him was his father. James Augustine was screaming and combative. The bail bond staff said he stated that he was going to kill himself if he went back to jail. Three deputies escorted James Augustine into the jail through the sally port where they were met with booking staff who assisted him into a holding cell. There, he continued screaming, kicking, and breathing rapidly. Jail staff were advised of the threats he'd made against himself. James Augustine was booked into the Pott County Jail for assault causing bodily injury or mental illness. And a call about a suspicious vehicle in the 43,000 block of Twilight Lane in Avoca at around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday resulted in the arrest of 45-year-old Heidi Jo True of Bellevue, Nebraska. True was determined to be under the influence of methamphetamine and was placed under arrest for OWI first offense. Authorities say she was in possession of 2.6 grams of meth worth about $200 at the time of her arrest. True was also charged with possession of methamphetamine. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency reports the Mulberry Loop Bridge is now closed and the bridge has been removed. It'll be replaced with a low water crossing. Work will continue as weather permits. The bridge is in the 800 block of Mulberry Loop, Fairview Township, Section 23. Now, that area has many dirt or level B roads, and considerable alternate route planning will be necessary for some emergency responders in the area. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency also reports the bridge weight restriction on the Mulberry Road Bridge has been reduced to 3 tons. The bridge is in the 2400 block of Mulberry Road over the West Fork of the West Nishnabotna River between Greeley Township Sections 5 and 6. The restriction is effective immediately and will continue until further notice. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, another former member of the Winnebago Tribe of Nebraska Council has been sentenced to probation for stealing from the tribe's Iowa casino. Darwin Snyder was sentenced Monday in U.S. District Court in Omaha to 5 years of probation and ordered to pay $36,500 in restitution. Snyder had pleaded guilty to theft from a gaming establishment on Indian lands. Charges of conspiracy and wire fraud were dismissed in exchange for his plea. Snyder is one of 9 former council members accused of conspiracy to steal money from the Winnebago's Casino Resort in Sloan. And an April trial has been scheduled for a Northwest Iowa man charged with forgery and insurance fraud. Court records say 39-year-old Scott Leininger of Lamar's entered a written plea of not guilty last Friday in Plymouth County District Court. His trial starting date is April 17th. Authorities say Leininger submitted false paperwork to back his claim to Homesite Insurance for damage he said his disability equipment sustained during a lightning storm. Court documents say the company discovered the paperwork was bogus and they did not pay the claim. News was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.